In Nigeria, police say security forces have killed suspected Boko Haram sect members during a military raid on their hideout in a besieged city in the country's northeast. The raid comes in the wake of a series of deadly attacks carried out by the terrorist group in the region. Last week, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria warned of palpable danger in the air if positive, decisive actions are not taken to stop the carnage being committed by the Boko Haram. The secretary of the Nigerian Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Alfred Martins of Lagos, tells Vatican Radio the situation in his country is serious.
Well, indeed, the situation in Nigeria is one that is very, very distressful. The situation of insecurity, particularly in the northern part of Nigeria, is one that has been a lot of concern for people who are right-thinking in many ways. Apart from what the issues that we have had before of Christians being unable to secure land to build churches and having difficulties in getting approval for their buildings, now we had this additional one of attacks. Terrorist attacks, as it has come to be known, by the Boko Haram. And for a number of weeks, it was consistently the same, that the churches were being bombed and people were being killed and maimed and injured. So that naturally created a lot of problem in the minds of everyone that was of good conscience. Yes, sure. In fact, just before that, we had approached the president of the nation, of the country, to register our feelings concerning these issues. So, well, of course, we believe that the president needs to take very proactive action on this issue, because it is becoming bigger and bigger in terms of attacks and counter attacks, and that is becoming, making it a lot more dangerous than it used to be.